1320 WILS keeps you up to date with live Lansing news coverage every weekend with Michael Cohen.
I wouldn't sign it. I'd veto it.
Governor Jennifer Granholm telling WILS's Tim Skubick that's what she'll do if lawmakers send her a continuation budget. She says they've had plenty of time to complete a final budget by the October 1st deadline.
It would be a complete abdication of responsibility on the part of the legislature to send me a continuation budget when they've had a budget on their desks since February.
Homeland Security officials will be on site at Mason's American Sales Corporation tomorrow, further investigating the explosion of a tanker truck. The blast occurring on Friday afternoon as the vehicle containing about 500 gallons of mineral spirits was parked in a company building on the 300 block of North Street. No one injured in the incident. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce seeing its Republican candidate Mike Cox losing in the gubernatorial primary. The group now considering the endorsement of GOP nominee Rick Snyder, the chamber's Rich Studley.
That is a discussion that we need to have with Mr. Snyder and his campaign, and that is started in a very positive way.
Snyder already leading Democratic gubernatorial nominee and Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero in a new Rasmussen poll by 49-37%. Democratic Party Chairman Mark Brewer tells WILS that will change.
These kinds of polls are very meaningless, frankly, until we get into the meat of the campaign and the voters start to know Virg Bernero. And when they get to know Virg Bernero, I'm confident they'll rally around him.
And buying locally becoming more popular than ever, Michigan has the fourth largest number of farmers markets in the country. There's fallout for several Michigan organizations following the gubernatorial primary election results. Bill Ballinger, editor of Inside Michigan Politics, tells WILS's Jack Ebling that Republican Rick Snyder's victory was a loss for Right to Life of Michigan.
They endorsed Cox. He didn't even finish second, let alone first. And State Chamber ended up with egg on its face, too. That is the big story beyond the candidates themselves.
Meanwhile, new Rasmussen poll shows Snyder leading his Democratic rival Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero by over 10 percentage points. Democratic Party Chairman Mark Brewer tells WILS that's mostly due to name recognition.
Virg Bernero was still relatively unknown around the state, so that accounts for a lot of that. At one point in the primary, Virg Bernero trailed by 20 points and he ended up winning by 20 points.
And Michigan has joined 18 states in criticizing the Obama administration's motion to dismiss a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the federal health care reform law. Attorney General Mike Cox says the president and Congress are out of step with the Constitution. Reaction to Michigan's Republican and Democratic gubernatorial nominees continues as both parties begin to rally around their candidates. Bill Ballinger, editor of Inside Michigan Politics, talked to WILS's Jack Ebling about the victory of Republican Rick Snyder.
It was a little bit of a surprise that Snyder won, certainly by the margin that he won by, 9%. I don't think anybody expected that.
Meanwhile, the Democrats throwing their support behind their nominee, Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero, although his defeated challenger, Andy Dillon, was not ready to endorse the mayor during a Friday unity breakfast. Party Chairman Mark Brewer spoke to WILS.
Andy Dillon said he was a team player. He compared to what we just went through to like a scrimmage before you get to the big match. He's going to be there for us supporting the entire ticket in the fall.
Some initial details now on the cause of the Enbridge oil pipeline leak. A second of the pipe was removed from the ground and appeared to have a 5-foot tear, according to officials. The segment will be analyzed at a National Transportation Safety Board lab in Washington, D.C. In a new report ranking the cost of state universities, finding Michigan Tech University the most pricey, while Saginaw Valley State the least. That's your Lansing Area Update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.